Welcome to the podcast.
Three uncles in a basement.
Three uncles in the basement podcast.
Should we change the settings with us?
No, it's going to pick up Aaron's voice too, so.
It should be fine.
Yeah. Welcome back to another episode of Three Uncles in a Basement, featuring the fourth uncle today.
Hello.
It's a full house.
It's a full house.
I got my glossy here.
You don't have to go put the microphone in your mouth.
I didn't know that. I'm not used to this.
She is used to when we had like crappy mics.
Yeah. We recorded with the crappy mics last week.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
I didn't like it.
It was okay.
You guys did like a couples edition?
You got tilted.
Yeah. We were giving each other like a performance review.
Tighten the screws.
A performance review?
Yeah, 6 month performance review of marriage.
Oh, I heard couples do that, like check-in and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to start off this episode with a little bit of bad news.
Oh.
What's your bad news?
For you guys.
What?
Oh. I'm sorry to tell you, but your grandfather has herpes.
Oh.
He doesn't have herpes, man.
Papa has shingles.
Yeah.
I don't get the joke.
Oh. Tell us the joke.
You gotta take it there, man.
The joke is that the virus that causes shingles is called herpes zoster. So
apparently,
that's why I said your grandpa has herpes.
But doesn't chickenpox cause it?
I'm not a doctor, man. Jeez, man.
He doesn't actually have herpes.
He doesn't have herpes.
He has shingles.
Relax.
That's what better. It's called.
I'm not worried.
It's a virus that causes shingles.
That's much better.
He doesn't have herpes. Relax.
But like on the content, like sexual diseases, it's like, what's that one thing that everybody got? And then like they got a goulion on that one auntie.
Oh, hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
That's not an STD.
That's not STD.
Okay, I thought that was an STD.
Okay, because like there's this like auntie, like that with this
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. This guy, what's that one thing that everybody got? I mean, what's happening in your family?
There's a story to this.
No. So I never got it. She never got it.
Not us, other people.
Yeah, but if you're when we're talking about STDs, right? And you want us, and you say, what's that one that everybody got, right? Well, what's happening in this household?
I forgot what it was called.
But it's.
I thought he was gonna say mono, right?
Oh.
She's the only one who got that.
I had mono before.
Okay. Mono Billy.
Anyways,
I've been to the town mono.
Oh, me too.
Passed through it, yeah.
I passed through it.
Yeah.
Never had it. Never.
Mayor.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Anyways, tell your story.
Tell your story about the hemorrhoids.
You go for it.
So this is auntie like at the godwara that like. People randomly know, and she sells like desi doi for hemorrhoids, and they look like chocolate balls, and they can mistakenly be eaten as chocolate. So everyone, this is like this auntie plug. No one knows her name, no one knows her number. They just know where she lives, and then her mom gives the plug out to everyone who has hemorrhoids. And
so people just show up to her house to get the doi.
There's a lot of people who mom knows have had hemorrhoids.
So you guys are her dealer.
we're the promoter.
Yeah, we're the promoter.
So like,
the dealer too.
She's the supplier.
We're the dealer.
Punjabi is, they call it like baba seed. So I thought it was like something.
It's,
like,
no, it's called baba seed, not baba
seed. I don't know. That's what mom says. So then I was just like, it sounds like Buddhist something.
No, man, let me tell you, bro. One day, my mom's sleeping, right?
Yeah.
Mom's sleeping. I came after work. She's sleeping, right? My master comes to the door. He's like, Dwai Haggy. I'm like, what is this guy talking about? He's like, Dwai Haggy. I'm like, bro, what are you talking? She doesn't want to see hemorrhoids, obviously, right? Like, I'm a kid. And then I'm like, I don't know. Let me ask my mom, right? So I wake up my mom, and then she takes a handful of like black balls out of a jar, puts it in like a bag or something, and gives it to her.
I think there's some in the fridge, if you want to see what it looks like.
No.
It looks like a pinny, but smaller.
In one black ball.
Oh, I think I've seen it. Yeah, like, tiny ones.
Yeah, so a bunch of people have
hemorrhoids. Is it effective, though?
We don't know. We're not the ones who's eating it.
Yeah, we've never had it, so I don't know.
We gotta take a survey of the links.
Well, if people keep going to her, I'm sure she's highly recommended. It's probably working.
People come to mom because she knows the auntie, so like, whoever gets
Your mom's the dealer, and the auntie is the supplier.
Yeah, she's the link, yeah.
Yeah, the producer and supplier. She doesn't know drug dealing 101. Like, if she cuts out the middleman, she can make all the profits.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. She doesn't.
It's an old
know
auntie, though.
Get.
She doesn't know how the business
like
works.
She's old, and she's like Amritadi and everything.
She does like parts or something. It's like a jatha of like women who do parts or something.
So then they put the energy into the boy.
Yeah.
And then helps.
I think they bring it from India.
They're doing for like a cancer cure. Why hemorrhoids? Well, I guess that's a problem people have too. And it's
in our community, I don't know.
Our distant family. The more times I've heard someone.
I know somebody who had hemorrhoids, and a friend of mine. Hmm. And the way he described it, it's not pleasant.
So was this like a viral infection? Like, how does it come to be?
It's going to your ass, right?
Man, part of your colon comes out of your butthole.
Ew.
Okay, that's what hemorrhoids are.
So how does this goalie like...
We don't know how it works.
You put it like in the mouth and this way.
You're not shoving it up your ass.
I'm just saying, how does that make any sense?
I don't
know. You don't know the workings of
it. We don't know the science behind this prayer goalie.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing. It does not look like sugar pills. Like, you know, some dudes will just give you sugar pills and be like, this is the medication. That's not sugar pills.
You mean homeopathic doctors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the white beads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to tell like mom.
I took those. So remember last year I had a minor surgery on my back?
Yeah.
For that cyst. And my parents took me to a homeopathic doctor, and I got those white beads too.
Yeah.
You know what actually worked?
What?
Surgery.
The white beads just taste yummy.
They taste good.
Yeah, but I don't know. They
eating?
Spray them with something.
Is that one of those hemorrhoid balls you're eating?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm eating.
Why is it wrapped in such colorful tinfoil?
Get out of here.
It's marketing. It's a marketing flow.
Easter. Easter.
Can women get hemorrhoids? Because I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard of
it. Anyone can get hemorrhoids.
Seeing, like, Flana, auntie has it. I can't say it on air who had it. But, like,
can't out them.
Kind of want to. Because
already outed our master though. So.
Whatever.
It's poly boss.
Why would you say it now?
Why would you say their name, bro?
They're going to cut it out. You said
giving
master.
Us more work.
Yeah.
He's giving us more work.
They don't know which monster. They don't know his name or anything.
Well, bleep out the name. Anyway, okay. Why are you narrowing it down? Shut up.
I'm not cutting this out. This is comedic gold.
And then, back to like the goalie you're saying. One time, mom took me to like a homeopath doctor, and it was like in this community, like this weird building in the middle of like Jane and Finch.
Yeah.
And there was like a...
Sketchy.
It was a mosque slash doing all place randomly. So they're doing like their prayers. So then me and mom sat there and listened to the prayers.
Oh,
and they're doing their namaz. And then after mom took me to get the doanya, I'm building up papa him with weirdly, because he had to get his doanya. But yeah,
I don't believe in like homeopathic medications.
No,
like I don't think they're effective.
It only worked for me one time.
For what?
I got like a cough, right? And I always go to talk to my parents. Like, why don't we go to, like, Paul and Paul? It's next to, like, Malton Godwar in the plaza next to it.
Are you doing an ad for him?
Yeah.
Paul and Paul's.
I'm not associated. He's like a chore now, according to my dad. He takes so much money now. Yeah. Back in the day, he was good. The power just went to him. The money went to him.
That's how the table is name-dropping people. Giving up people's medical histories.
It's an expose.
Yeah, and then shitting on local business owners.
You think you gotta go to Paul and Paul again?
I had a cough like that, right? He gave me some grass.
I don't think it worked, buddy.
He gave me some grass thing, right? He's like, boil this in water and drink this. Then he gave me some oil. He's like, put like 2 dipke on your like chest and 2 dipke in your mouth, right? Drank that shit. It worked one time. Then I got the cough again, maybe like 6 months later or something. Did not work the second time. I had to get actual medication.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it's possible to OD on homeopathic medicine? What happens if you OD on homeopathic medicine?
I don't think you can, right?
You get diabetes?
Because it's all sugar pills?
Looks like it.
I don't know, but it's actually proper like grass wheat shit.
There's also naturopathies.
Yeah.
Contrary to what your cousin said, they don't go to med school.
She said they go to med school.
Yeah, they don't. Oh. They have to do pre-med. They have to do pre-med.
More name dropping. What the...
They don't listen to our podcast. They have to do pre-medical stuff.
Yeah.
They don't actually go to med school.
They don't. They just look at the top and they walk in the grass, hug a tree.
Basically.
My dad's been telling me for the longest time, you have to walk barefoot in mud. That's how all your bimariya go away.
My dad actually does walk barefoot, but not in mud. Like, so there's a track near our house, and he's got shoes which are very thin at the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's basically like walking barefoot. So he does that. And apparently it's supposed to be good.
I think from all the information we have, we could become doctors and give medical advice.
We had the
baby. I've watched enough House in the last month. I'm basically a doctor.
That's true. He actually, like, as people are, like, getting sicker in the show, like, he's actually making very accurate guesses as to what's going to happen medical. Next.
That's just seeing the patterns in the show.
No, like, when there's, like, blood in the urine, and you were like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
And
it's always like lupus.
That's only 50% of the time, okay? No, well, you know what? It's always syphilis. Why does that come up so much in the show?
I don't know. Yeah.
In real life, it's always hemorrhoids.
In real life, it's always hemorrhoids. What's the deal with bank accounts?
All right, I got a bank account.
That's the deal.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I got a good deal on it. I put a lot of $5 bills in there. I had a lot of $5 bills for some reason.
It's your first bank account.
People mistake him as a party of the Gurdwara and just...
Fives.
Yeah.
Nah, he had one before, but I got closed down because he didn't use it.
Oh.
They froze my bank account.
They knew you were into weird activity.
People mistake him for, for Taliban guy and froze his bank account.
They found out about the Gurdwara BB.
What?
One of the medication.
Oh, okay.
The hemorrhoid BB.
Shit got too serious.
It made it sound like you were having an affair with the BB at the Gurdwara.
Ew.
Right?
Gross.
I found out with the Gurdwara BB.
No, I didn't BB talk to me. That's what
I mean. I mean, that would explain the $5 and everything. But no, I'm not involved in any sexual activity. So I want to let the listeners know.
He means, like, no weird sexual activities.
I get it.
No, none at all.
I
okay, you don't have to advertise that.
Because when I said some girl gave me her number at the gym, your first response was, why?
I thought she might have been, like, a plumber or an electrician or something.
Why? What? That's where your mind goes. Lie, like...
When I first saw it, I thought it was somebody trying to promote a business. Hooker business.
I don't think a hooker is here.
Okay, yeah, Brent counts.
Yeah, so I got my account open. So I'm going to give you my bank account information so then you guys can deposit my, like, earnings.
Okay.
So then dinner's on you Saturday? Yeah. Thanks.
If it's underneath $150...
That's not going to happen.
Then no.
Just buy a couple of pizzas.
Buy a couple of pizzas.
Call it a day.
Yeah, there you go.
You got to get out, buddy.
I have 150...
Speaking of pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in Square One called Pie Co.
Oh.
It's also downtown.
Oh.
Near UI.
Very, very good pizza.
It's really good.
It's pretty cheap too.
You should try it.
Yes. Your bank account. Are you going anywhere with this? Like, is there like a conspiracy theory? Do you have a discussion point?
No, it was
point?
Just a life update to the listeners.
I thought the viewers just wanted to know more about me.
Oh, did you also tell the viewers where you're going to school?
Yeah, we're talking about it.
Where are you, man?
She wasn't there for that recording.
Oh, okay.
So when she was gallivanting about town with her friends.
Yeah, so
York family
let
now.
Me tell you about this account, though. Let me give you all the greasy deals, right? So the three of us went, man. It was me and my mom and her Joe. If that shit felt like something out of like an India, like out of
what?
Yeah, she did.
India.
It
like,
did.
You know how like India and they're like Punjabi movies, they deal like a smart person with them, and then there's like the family.
Yeah. Like, you know, not like it tells you that person doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's what I was.
That's what you were.
Yeah. Yeah. They sat there quiet.
She was asking all the right questions, man.
So no questions.
What do you guys not know how to open up a bank account?
Which account to open, what rates you're getting and all. She knew it. She knew more than the Janani who was opening it, or like the worker.
Yeah, she answered my question wrong. I was very upset.
She was testing her.
Yeah, I was.
Like an audit.
Because I worked that role, so I know more than her.
Whoa.
Just tell me false information.
So you just gotta keep your workers in check.
Okay, I have a topic out of the bank account thing.
Okay, sure.
Okay, idea.
Just like a discussion. Should you open a joint account with your child, or should you keep it separate? If, like, what's the...
My situation.
Like, if
they're... Is yours separate or with your
young,
parents?
My savings is alone, but my checking is with them.
Okay.
Should you keep it as a safety mechanism? Until what age should you have, like, foresight?
Well, thing is, if you're a child,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what you say.
That's a good
You'd
point.
You'd have a choice, right? Because, like...
Once
like
you're
whether...
12 now, you have your own account now. Like, your parents don't need to sign on anymore.
They 12, keep, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what me and Sim had. Like, Sim, my dad opened Sim and I a joint account together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was 8, she was 12. So I think we were allowed to have it separate. But the one thing he did was he put a $20 monthly limit for withdrawal. So we wouldn't be able to take out, like, more than $20, but he was never like looking at the bank account. He never knew how much was in there, and so I think that's a good approach. Like,
well, to answer your question, that's only going to work if the parent lets the child have a separate account.
Yeah.
Right. But up until a certain age, I think if you want to teach your kids financial literacy, you should get them involved as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Maybe even have a joint account with them. Mm-hmm. But if you give them free rein right off the get-go, your kid's probably going to do stupid shit. If you're not keeping tabs on your child's account activity.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a shared account. Mm-hmm. You can maybe just have access to the child's statements and what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the sooner you get your children involved in financial literacy, the better it is for them.
But I think once your child is like older, right, say they're going to university, then I don't think you need to be keeping tabs. Like,
No, which is true.
Yeah.
But by that point, you have faith in your children and their relationship with money.
Yeah. So then yeah. I think then I wouldn't bother to even go look. Like, it would be like their responsibility. Yeah.
Would you bother to ask ever?
I don't think so. Unless I suspected some weird, suspicious, like,
yeah.
why?
Yeah.
Why? How do you have a Rolex? Like, maybe then I question, like, how are you spending your money?
Trapping, like, man. Kids trap all the time. They're trapped for the money. But nah, man, you got to share your account with your kids. You got to look at every single statement. You don't know when these kids are, like, partying and what they're buying and where their money's going.
Is that your approach?
That's my approach. Even when they're in their 50s, my children are in their 50s, still shared.
That's weird.
I gotta sign off on every one of their documents. Car, house, anything.
I don't think it's realistic.
I don't know how that would work.
Sound like my grandfather. Yeah. No.
Okay, so also on bank accounts, when is it a good time to, like, if you're getting married, like, to share a bank account? Or is it better to keep things separate?
With your spouse?
Yeah.
Well, we've been married for 6 months now, and we do not have a joint account.
Yeah, well, because we don't need it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when we buy a house,
yeah,
we'll probably get a joint account and put money into that for household expenses.
Yeah.
But whatever we earn, that goes into separate accounts. That there's no reason to be sharing those.
Yeah.
Yo, don't give our mom ideas, man. Shit.
Yeah,
Why, does she listen to this podcast?
Yeah, she's an avid listener.
Yeah. Mm. I think you got to share it once you know you're not going to get divorced.
You never know.
Yeah, that's true. You never know.
You never know.
Eventually, I think you'll know.
No, you never know.
Not in the modern world.
Not in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes divorce is a good option.
I think you gotta ask a naturopathy, man. You gotta see what he's saying about it. If you have an issue with your marriage, just go to him. He'll give you something for it.
Astrologer.
I think you need the joint account for joint expenses, though.
Yeah.
When you start having kids in a house...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like the mortgage and stuff.
Yeah.
Car payments and all that stuff.
But I think, like, I don't know, maybe it depends on how each couple takes it, right? Because maybe a joint one just makes it easier to split money or, like, pay for joint expenses.
In your household, is your mother aware of household finances?
So, like, she knows, like, she's aware, but she's not financially literate.
She knows what's coming in, what's going out. She doesn't understand interest rates or anything.
Well, that's the same thing in my house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, like, our mom's, like, a shopaholic. So she thinks, like, spend now, think about it later.
Yeah, kind of like
that. Yeah.
My mom's, like...
The opposite. Yeah.
To the extreme. She'll feel bad about spending money. She'll buy something, and then she'll go return it.
Yeah.
No, that's our dad. Our mom's, like, will go extreme, and then she'll be like, so what?
Our dad
YOLO man, just have a good time today.
Our dad bought $50 shoes from Walmart,
then he felt bad
returned them behind my mom's back and bought like $20 shoes.
Yeah
and then he got yelled at, like, you can't even treat yourself with $50 shoes.
Well, she has a certain she has a point.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
you gotta have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
But his thinking was these shoes are gonna break either way because he works with chemicals and shit. Yeah, they're gonna break either way if they're $50 or $20.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then that's where the money becomes like a double-edged sword, because you want to save, but you also want to be able to enjoy it, because it's sitting there, it's not gonna give you any benefit.
I think the solution is you win the lottery.
Okay, that's great, but like, that's not for everyone.
Do you have an end? Do you have a guy on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have any guy.
Well, we'll find a BB for that.
Okay.
Find a BB who lives in Humber Road for that.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about what's happening with P. Diddy?
We'll get to that in a bit. There's a perfect segue here. Speaking of money and, you know, adding more to your bank accounts.
Money, 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 money.
Mm-hmm. If you could, for money, fight a celebrity, and by defeating the celebrity, you get money to add to your bank account, which celebrity are you taking on?
Is it like you get their, whatever they're worth, what you would get?
If you beat them.
Okay, I'm going to fight Kim Kardashian because she's worth a lot of money. And I think I can take her because she's all plastic, right? Like punch her in her fake tit or something. Like,
wow, that's extreme.
She has it all planned out.
She's been thinking about this one.
First of all, okay, let me tell you why that's not a good idea.
Why?
Kim has like some mass to her, right? They're like kind of built like that, all of them.
Yeah. But she's not muscular. It's all like plastic surgery. Hear me out.
She probably weighs more than you.
Okay, but I'm probably more muscly than her. She's probably just more like fat deposits from surgery.
Have you seen their workout routine?
She can't. Her form is so like improper.
Have you
like,
seen the memes? And look at the shit they eat, bro. Like
salad.
The shit they eat. Based on that, I think they probably have some kind of ability to do something.
Yeah, but she's tiny. Like I feel like I could. She's probably bigger.
What's her height?
I don't know if you can take.
She's 5'2". She's my height.
You could probably take Courtney though.
Oh, cause she's even tinier.
She's old.
Yeah, but see, Courtney, she's not worth as much, right? So I'm thinking about money wise.
She's young. Taller. She's
you can take Kendall though, for sure.
Yeah, grab her leg.
She's so
like,
tall. Like,
just grab her legs.
Yeah, but she's skinny though. You could like the weight advantage. Like, just
you could just
blow.
No, I think I can take Kim. I think I could.
But based on what the Kardashians, I think her like stamina is probably good. So I think you gotta get it done. You gotta just land the power punch and then just go.
I could do it.
All right, who are you taking?
I haven't thought about it properly yet. So you guys go first.
What about you?
I haven't either. I was Bindi went to the Kim Kardashian. I was thinking of some Punjabi like
Punjabi people are rich though.
Yeah, that's, I don't know where my mind went to. I was like, yo, Neeru Bajwa or someone. I was like, nah.
What are you gonna get from her?
I'm not surprised. That's where her mind went.
Really?
It's to be expected. What do you mean, really?
Of course. That's where my mind went. But I don't know any Gore like peoples.
Uh-huh. Somebody rich.
Nicki Minaj, someone.
No.
I don't think you would take her. Okay,
first of
what?
All, you grew up in Rexdale. She grew up in New York. Hey, Brooklyn or Bronx.
Dude, you're gonna get spat on.
Yeah, you're not winning that fight.
I know. I can barely open doors.
Her one butt chick probably weighs as much as you do.
Yeah.
No, there's a problem. Like even at work, I can't open the door. It's really embarrassing.
You can't open the door. I mean, it's kind of heavy.
Are you
but like
just... pulling a push door?
No, is it the quality? And then I was like standing there, like grabbing it like an idiot.
Oh. It's that you've been in EY, you've seen the glass doors.
Yeah, Blake.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Upstairs.
That's an adult.
I'm not an adult.
She's skinny though.
You're not a man.
Woman child.
Okay, Nicki Minaj.
I feel like I'm more man than most women though.
Oh, shut up.
Me too.
Because she's fighting Nicki Minaj, she's not winning that fight.
No, I might change it.
Okay, fine, we'll circle back to you.
If you can't open a door in an office building, you're not winning against any celebrity.
I can. Maybe like that short Punjabi guy from the Punjabi movies.
He's not worth anything. There's no benefit to that.
He's not. Yeah, exactly. You're better off keeping your current job.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe like Ramesh Verma's wife like that. Why? She's rich because of him, right? And she just seems like...
She's not rich because of him. He's rich because of her.
Other way around?
Yeah.
Why? What if she does an MP?
No, they got money.
Yeah, the wedding was so big. Yeah. You have to get the phones in.
All right, let me go. I have something maybe for her. This. Can the person be dead?
No.
Okay, if you said dead, I would have gone for Queen Elizabeth.
Oh!
Think about it.
Oh, that's
why don't you say King Charles?
Oh, he has cancer.
That's to your... It sucks for him, but it's to your benefit, okay?
He's
Meghan Markle.
He's weaker.
Kate.
Listen, he's a little bit tall though. He could kick me. I'm afraid of being kicked. Oh,
he's like on the verge of death, and you're worried about that.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Okay, so maybe him. What I was thinking, man, and this might come off as wrong, but like a child actor.
Okay,
who's the biggest child actor right now?
Gippy Garawal's son.
Oh man, stop going there.
Let me Google the biggest child actor right now. I'm not updated with these terms.
I don't think there is one that's...
Yeah, I don't think they're big.
Hmm. And what kind of net worth do you think that child has?
What if they show up my size, the biggest one?
Okay, I don't know. Whoever the most rich child actor is, I will take them in an instant.
I don't know about child actor, but there was like on a list. So there was Kim Kardashian's daughter.
Oh, yeah. You
could what's her name?
I don't know.
North?
Yes. So she's apparently like very rich, whatever. Her worth is a lot. So is Kylie Jenner's daughter. So
is. She had a dog.
She has a daughter.
She has two children, right?
Yeah.
Is it Stormy a dog, though?
No,
that's her daughter.
There's another one too called like I don't know, Lightning Bolt.
And then also, apparently, one of Beyonce's daughters is worth a lot too because she produced some sort of song or something.
We could go in together. Bindi takes the Kardashian, we take the Nyane.
Actually, that could work. Yeah, there you go.
She would most likely have to take the child. We would have to take the. Well, I would have to take the big one.
Yeah.
Right, so, Kris Jenner. Then she's old.
Yeah,
she's not worth enough. Like I want more.
Okay, fine. I'll take Chris. Oh, no, I'll take Caitlyn.
But is he even worth? What is he even worth?
Listen, if we go in as a group against that group, we can split the money.
We can. Okay, we can. Right? We can take it.
So I'll take Caitlyn. You guys take the rest of the family.
But Caitlyn used to be Bruce. Like it's
yeah, you know, athletic.
I don't know.
But the hormone injection, so maybe it's softened him up.
Old.
Old, it's probably broken down there. Yeah. It's probably, like, mentally, probably.
Yeah, so okay, we got this.
We just gotta make sure that Chloe doesn't come in.
Yeah, scared that, she's a big girl. Like.
We'll have Sim distract her with the conversation.
Yeah, Sim's good at conversation.
Yeah.
There you go, that's a good idea.
So we as a collective are fighting the Kardashians for their net worth.
Yeah.
I feel very confident. We'll be quitting our jobs by next week.
They don't have security in this scenario, right?
No, there's no security. Okay,
then that's good.
They just know we're coming.
Taylor Swift, though? Swift?
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
I'll take her then.
She's tall. She probably can wind up.
They got her legs. She's very, very thin.
You can...
It's a very... Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, he's been in India.
Punch that ginger in his face. Take his money. What about Sam Smith? Do you think he knows how to fight?
I don't know.
Maybe.
No? All right, Kardashians it is.
We'll take the
on the next episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Battle to the death.
Not to the death. It's for money. What if they beat us and take our money?
Yeah.
At least we'll be famous. Because
we could market the podcast that way.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, I briefly thought of a marketing strategy for our podcast.
Yeah.
I was coming out of the gym today and some Instagram influencer had her car parked outside.
Yeah.
And had her name and account on the car.
Oh.
And I searched it. She's got like 42,000 followers.
Holy shit.
Right. So I was thinking about putting our stuff on one of the cars.
Yeah. BBC?
No, but it's just I can't do that. It's just...
We'll get like real estate agents. We'll get an entire like race livery on it.
How do we get our logo onto an F1 car? I feel like that would really help us.
You have to sponsor them and give them a shitload of money. Like that's how you get your logo.
Now we say we'll do it for free.
How is they're doing it for us?
We'll marketize it. It'll look nice on your car.
Yeah.
That'll be our pitch.
Sure.
How about, okay, it's wild. What if we replace all the Rolex signs in F1 with three uncle signs?
That'll work.
You'd basically have to buy out Rolex's sponsorship, whatever.
What if we get a Super Bowl ad?
Yeah, these are all very expensive ideas. Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah. What was that topic you wanted to talk about?
P. Diddy and his...
Okay, sure.
So P. Diddy has been accused of like sex trafficking, distributing drugs and firearms illegally. Was anyone else surprised? Like, I thought I wasn't.
Which one's P. Diddy?
Yeah, who is he? I don't know.
He was so young. Tell them what songs.
He doesn't listen to music, and she's only.
He's a rapper.
Punjabi.
Punjabi.
Oh.
No, I probably know a song.
If I see his face, I'll know who he is. Oh, this guy, was he in a TV show?
No, he looks kind of like the guy that's from the Much Music thing.
Oh, man. So, this is. This is how you...
Yeah, you kind of like the dude with the dreadlocks?
Yeah, yeah.
This is how you know you're old when these people don't know who Diddy is.
Yeah.
Shay, he's 54. He has children too. Okay, I did not expect that he would do that.
He has children. Sean Love Combs.
Oh my gosh.
Combs.
I think I've heard of him.
So apparently it's been like an ongoing investigation and they have like, no, FBI is saying that...
It's not fun talking about him when half the group doesn't know who he is.
Okay, whatever. We know who he is. Talk about it. And
he's a guy from New York. He's 54 years old. He has children.
He's a rapper.
He had a divorce or something in 2007. Or his wife died. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
that
so...
That relationship came to an end.
So the police are saying they have, like, lots of evidence against him. And then also his former girlfriend, Cassie.
The one who ended in 2007?
No. So she also claimed that he, like, sexually assaulted her for, like, 10 years. And he forced her to be gang raped. And he would make her have sex with prostitutes and he would film it. So those are some intense allegations.
Man, that's just wild, yo. Why is everybody just calling a sex predator? Like, you saw what happened with Vince McMahon. The dude, okay, Vince McMahon, the dude shit on a woman's face. What? Like, she has shit in her hair and shit.
Ew.
And he's like, I'm taking a shower, keep, like, doing it with my friend. Comes out of the shower, continues doing it, but the girl still has shit on her face.
Ew.
I think I was bored now, that's why.
You have to be bored.
And mentally.
Like, that, it's just...
Even that Nickelodeon guy, Dan, what's his name? David Schwimmer? No, not
Schwimmer. That's Ross from Friends, man.
Dan Schneider.
Schneider.
Yeah. I don't know who this is.
Who's Schneider?
So, that documentary about the shows from Nickelodeon?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen clips. He basically, there's a dude who sexually assaulted, like, Drake from Drake and Josh, Drake Bell, right?
Oh, shit.
Sexually assaulted him, and then he went to prison for a year, came back out, and Disney, like, Channel hired him right away after Nickelodeon let him go. So, like, all the industries are fucked.
So, is it that he, like, then also assaulted, like kids on, like, iCarly and all those shows?
Yeah, he'd get them to, like, massage his feet and, like, you know, do, like, shit like that, and then, like, show their feet and, like, the TV shows and shit. And have, like, sexual jokes and stuff.
That's messed up.
How is the entire world just a child predator? Is that what, like, is that how you get famous? Is that what the Illuminati does to people?
I mean, that's what they were saying about the whole Epstein's Island thing, is that was probably a tactic used to blackmail people and have some control over all the people who decide what happens in the world.
Because
the people that went there were people in positions of power whose decisions would impact stuff that happened in the world.
Yeah.
So if you can film them having inappropriate contact with minors and then blackmail them with it, you can get them to do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's true.
So who do you think the new Epstein is now?
We don't need a new Epstein.
No, but there's probably somebody.
There's probably somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You think that's what's holding third world countries back? They're not willing to do that kind of stuff? They don't have that dog in them?
Willing
the
to do
what the fuck are you talking about?
The third world countries.
What about them?
Like, is that why they're not as established as, like, these first world countries? Because, like, first world people did nasty shit to, like, get ahead.
That happens in third world countries all the time, too. It's probably just not as publicized. Like, people don't really come forward. But it probably happens just as often as it happens here, if not more.
No, like, I mean, at, like, the world level. Like, I don't think Epstein was having, like, random people from, like, the band.
I want to throw this almond at him for coming up with just bullshit stuff. Okay? All
right.
I want to throw this at you.
Please don't.
Let's stop saying stupid shit.
Okay.
Epstein didn't have the sarpanch from that pen at his island. It's not even funny, man.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, God.
Let's keep it going.
Men using 15-pound dumbbells at the gym.
Yeah, this was so annoying. Okay, so I went to the gym earlier this week, and I'm just trying to work out with, like, and all the weights are in, like, one section, right? Like, all the dumbbells. And usually they have, like, multiple dumbbells of each one, right? Like, every weight. And all the 15s were being used. And I was the only girl in that section. Usually, like, it's other girls using the 15s. Fine. It was all men. They stole all the 15s. And it's like, you should be embarrassed using a 15 if you're a guy. I'm sorry. Why are you in the weight section then?
Okay.
Pick up a heavier dumbbell.
Dude, some exercises you need.
Some exercises you need lighter weights just because of the movement involved.
No, okay. What these guys are doing, like freaking shoulder press, chest press, you can do that with 15s? That's embarrassing. Okay.
Like a lateral raise with 15 makes sense.
Okay, fine. That's not what they were doing.
What were they doing with 15s?
Like shoulder press, chest press. Like
maybe they're just weak ass bitches.
Like curls.
Maybe
there's just like a warm-up set to like get their muscles like, you know, in the
No, because the whole time I was there, I couldn't use a single 15 dumbbell because they were being occupied.
You've got to come back to my gym.
And then I had to use stupid ass tens.
Oh my God.
It was too light. Then I had to do high rep and I didn't want to do high rep.
Don't you have like 12 pounds at home?
Yeah, but I have a gym membership. 20s. 20s is going to be hard for me.
Girl.
Shut up. Yeah, I was so annoyed.
Describe these men and their physiques.
Bobs?
All fobs. All skinny fat fobs. Trying to get some muscle.
Well, that explains
get
it.
Get out of here.
Are you... Okay, what time of day was this?
It's like maybe 12 p.m.
Well, yeah, 12 p.m. What do you expect? Who's going to the gym at 12 p.m.?
The gym was busy, man. Like,
Listen. That gym is a room. It's going to be busy. It's a small gym. What do you expect?
Okay, God.
Pay the money and come back to this gym.
It's not worth the money to go to the gym.
You never complain about not having 15s at this gym.
That's because guys at that gym use like actual like big weights.
You're just making my case for me.
That's weird.
Look, home gym is the best thing. I have access to 10s, 15s, 20s.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have all my weights in my bench press.
Come work out here.
I'm going to drive all the way
25-pound plates, 35-pound plates, 15-pound weights. Everything, 5-pound weights.
He said he went from saying plates to plates to weights.
No, but if we had more space at home, I would have taken all my like stuff and done like made a proper home gym. But there's no room in that house, like.
And there's no fear of getting like attacked.
In a gym, right? Or scared.
Stared.
Or smelled.
Yeah, I like smelled. To. I would prefer to work out at home. There's just no space to do that.
Nobody's gonna smell you here.
I mean, no one's gonna stink. Not you. No one's gonna smell you. Who's gonna come smell you?
Yeah.
No, it's easy to smell people at the gym.
No, but then they mean like you're not smelling other people. Yeah. You know, if you're working out at home,
you're just smelling yourself.
Yeah.
Which is okay. It's fine.
Or you're smelling Roger.
So I thought you were actually just saying like men are pussies for using 15s. Those ones might be.
I was just annoyed because like I wanted the 15s. What can you do?
Tell them. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Since you've switched gyms and gone for this one because of its cheaper price tag.
Yeah.
What kind of financial difference have you noticed in your life?
No.
I'm saving money. What? It's like $30 cheaper a month.
Do you have like hot... Is there a hot tub there, sauna, cool bath?
No, man. It's a tiny-ass gym. They have one of every machine.
You know what? Okay, some they have more. But even at Alley Fitness, like, I've never used the sauna and stuff there. I don't use that stuff.
Personal trainers, spin class, yoga class.
No, but I don't do those things.
Juice bar.
I don't use those things, though.
Are things that we don't need.
Yeah.
We just need space and a selection of machines.
That's true, yeah.
I've been to a different location of the one she goes to.
Yeah.
And they had one of each. And if you go during times...
Yeah, that's why I go so early. Because if I go after 2 p.m., it's so busy.
You just wait around.
Yeah. It's not worth it, then.
I think the solution is we get rich and we make a home gym with all the machines.
Yeah. Oh, like once we buy another house, I'm making a home gym. Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with men using 15s for...
Fine, if you're
doing
like
certain things,
I'm
not shitting on what
things,
you said. I'm just
fine.
Saying. I'm just saying for certain movements, you need lighter weights if you do it with proper form.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of form, there's something to be said for big mental illness strength.
What the hell is that?
That's a wild topic.
What does that
there
even
is
mean?
Something to be said for like
it's because those dudes don't hold back.
Yo, man, this guy at the gym, you know that guy who does the cleaning?
Oh yeah, you're
right?
Saying,
and he's elderly. This guy was curling on a barbell 110 pounds.
Holy shit.
And he's old.
And he's old.
Yeah,
he walks with a limp and his form is fucked up just because of his disability.
Okay.
But the strength this guy has.
It's crazy.
Those dudes don't hold back.
They don't hold back.
It's like, we're kind of scared of like hitting something.
Yeah, no.
Or like pulling something.
Yeah, no. I was expecting him to tear a bicep muscle.
That's crazy.
But the amount of weight you can pull with bad form. Fucking crazy.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, then there was a topic that said riches to rags. But did he mean rags to riches?
No, he meant... Riches to rags.
Okay.
He specifically meant it.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean?
Hold on. What do you think it means?
Someone who's rich who got super poor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
I did it on purpose or something like that.
No.
Something stupid, Wang, if you put in the topic.
Why would you do it on purpose?
Tax
reasons. That's called giving your money away on purpose to better society. Riches to rags is you're a fucking degenerate who has a gambling problem and you lost it all on a stupid bet.
No. Okay.
Or well, something like that.
You're in the right. You're going in the right way.
Mm. Or bad business deals.
Okay. Do you know who Shohei Ohtani is?
Yes.
Yeah, so this dude, apparently, people are saying it's his, like, allegedly it's his trainer.
Mm.
Like, everybody on the inside, like, it's him.
Interpreter.
Huh?
His interpreter.
His interpreter, yeah. Sorry, not trainer. Interpreter. People are like, you know, his interpreter, like, bet it, but, like, everybody, conspiracy theories-wise, it's like, he bet it, he just blamed me on his interpreter. He bet, like, $4 million in legal gambling and, like, lost it all or some shit. And he has, like, a $700 million contract. So from there, I got from riches to rags. Like, how rich do you think, how rich was the richest person to go broke?
Mukesh Ambani's brother. The guy went from 42 billion to bankrupt.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, we were watching a thing about that, yeah.
That's the person I think I can think of. I can't think of anybody else who went from that level of wealth to like quote unquote being broke.
What was his thing again? Like, why did he... What happened? He was just like, it was bad business practices, right?
Yeah,
like,
and some of his executives were making like illegal deals and stuff.
Yeah.
Took out a lot of debt to expand his company, but things didn't work out and couldn't pay his money back.
All right. So I was thinking somebody should make a, not like a full show on this because TV's dead. Make like an IGTV show,
mm-hmm.
Instagram TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Post about random people who got who went from like rich people to poor and like make money off that, make money off the poor people. Because rich, okay, what? Individuals looking like certain individuals, rich people aren't gonna allow you into their houses. You wanna know who will?
Hmm.
Poor people, because they don't have houses.
Okay.
Go into the brokest part of town, the motels, knock on every door, ask them about their story.
But what if like some of their stories are just gonna be shitty? Like it's gonna be very few stories that you're gonna find that are like so amazing.
You focus on the amazing ones.
Okay.
So I just searched wealthiest people to go broke.
Yeah.
And it says Mike Tyson.
Well, yeah.
Bankruptcy year 2003. Reason for bankruptcy: poor financial management.
But he made it back at the top, though.
Yeah, he's made it. He's made it back at the top. So you're saying you wanna interview poor people?
Yeah.
Who were rich at one time?
Oh, who were rich at one time?
Yeah.
And you want to question them about their practices that led to their downfall.
And what went wrong and all that stuff. Then we can do the opposite of that. That's how you get rich. I think there's something there.
But some of it's just common sense. Like, don't gamble your money away.
Yeah.
You do the opposite of that. What's the opposite of gambling?
Not gambling.
Buying stuff.
What? That's not the opposite of gambling.
Gambling, you gamble, you don't know what you're going to get. Buying, you know what you're going to get.
So not gambling.
Therefore, selling stuff is the opposite of gambling. You sell your product, that's how you get rich.
That's what everybody does.
You got to listen to these top business tips, okay? Canada's becoming less affordable by the minute. You got to listen to some of this financial advice. As Shulak's finest, I'm telling you the inner workings of the financial system.
You got it like yesterday. Yeah.
He's Shulik's finest looking Sardar.
Oh, there was a report that was released by the, I think the federal government, the RCMP or something like that, saying that Canada's becoming really unaffordable and people in their 30s will, like, the millennials now will never be able to, like, afford a house. And it's going to get worse and worse by the year 2030. There's no hope.
Maybe the market will crash.
Guys, energy. We're lacking energy.
Ooh, Canada!
No, but speaking of things getting worse and worse, they're thinking about implementing a rain tax.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I saw
that. In Toronto.
That's so stupid. Like,
and the larger your property is, the higher your rain tax, because the more
rain is
the more
going on
water
your property
puts into the sewer system.
Isn't that so stupid? Like,
you already pay on wastewater, though. You already pay for wastewater and water.
It makes no fucking
sense.
Doesn't
make sense.
And rain is like a natural like process. Like, we can't control. Like, it doesn't make sense. It's not like we're causing the rain. That's
what if it rains more in 1 year? And what if a drought comes in the next year? How are you going to be taxed?
Is it based off where in Toronto it rains? Because we're in an area where it doesn't rain that much.
It rains everywhere, though.
How does melting snow work?
I don't know. They put a snow tax on. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Country's gone to shit, man.
They're increasing the ticket, though. Like, you know how if you, like, cross, like, the intersection, the lights turn red and you're stuck in the middle? Yeah. In Toronto, they're increasing from $90 to $450.
Holy.
Damn.
Yeah.
And it's not to discourage people from...
Yeah, it's just to make
crossing,
money.
Just to make money.
Yeah.
Because a person who, you know, doesn't want to run a red light, they're not going to run a red light.
Yeah.
No one's running these... Okay, well, some people are running these red lights on purpose. But for the vast majority... If it happens, it's usually just a judgment thing.
Yeah.
Right? From 90 to 450, man, come on.
That's crazy.
Fuck out of here.
Speed cameras are crazy, too.
Do those really work? Like, the ones that are, like, near schools?
I love it when people beat up a speed camera.
Somebody turned, like, through the one in front of our house over.
So many of them got removed now.
Yeah. So the one near my house, they've removed it, but every week somebody would come push it over.
One got pushed over. One I saw what they did was they put a rock on top of it and they put a cloth and then they put a rock and then the cloth just covered it.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
But like, do you think we should do something with Sweden where like their ticket system works is based on like income? So if you're like a billionaire and you go 2 kilometers over, you're still gonna have a crazy ticket.
That's the thing.
That's how it works there.
Oh.
We'll get to those issues once we solve the affordability issue.
Okay.
Let's focus on that first.
Minimum wage is like $17.30 an hour, I think.
You can't do shit with minimum wage.
Yeah.
You can't live.
It's not feasible.
No, you need like $100,000 to live like a feasible lifestyle in Toronto. So like $160,000 just to be able to cover rent.
Probably $160,000. $100,000 doesn't get you anything.
They said if you're making like $100,000.
Maybe after tax.
They're saying like that's the new like middle class. Like if you're making like $100,000, right?
$100,000 is not middle class.
Well, then I'm in low class.
It's a new middle class now.
It's low class, I feel like 100,000.
100,000 on middle class.
155 is the highest tax bracket. So you're
maybe they mean
like,
not gross. Maybe it's like netting.
That's what he said, after tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything's so expensive. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, you look at sometimes you're just scrolling on Instagram and like a property pops up on tax and like this 3,500 square foot house is for $400,000.
Yeah. Doesn't make you want to move to Texas?
Up until recently, I never wanted to move out of Canada, but...
What are the benefits of living, like, then in Texas? So, like, cheaper housing?
There's no state income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's cheaper.
Gas is cheaper.
Gas is way cheaper.
Stuff isn't get taxed.
No students.
No carbon. No, basically, no emissions or anything. They don't really care about the kind of stuff.
You'd have to pay for your own medical care, though, right? Because the states...
You get the BB with you.
You can buy insurance to cover your medical.
Yeah. Okay.
Through
your employer.
Yeah.
Through your employer.
Or you can purchase, you know, standalone plans.
Yeah.
What's like retirement like there though? Like what are they?
What do you mean? It's
pension?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it better than Canada?
People who retire used to go to Florida, right?
Yeah.
And the weather's probably much nicer. They don't snow or none of that shit.
Yeah.
Now one day they do get snow, they do not know how to handle
it. It's a shit show.
It's a shit show. It'll be like half a centimeter, and it's cars in ditches, there's trucks jackknifed.
I don't know what's happening, yeah.
Nobody knows how to drive.
Pile up on the highway.
Oh my god. So would you actually consider then moving to the U.S.?
No, I go to Europe somewhere. I go to like Switzerland.
Really?
Yeah.
Same here.
I would not be able to live in Europe.
Why?
Why?
Just because you look at Europe, they don't have like big like land or anything. It's all like, you know, like small... kind of
houses,
more houses. You'll probably find big stuff.
Well, it depends what your financial status is when you move.
Is cost of living not that high in Switzerland?
Yeah, I don't plan on moving today. It's when our business is successful, then we can think about moving.
No, but like, what is
where cost of living isn't a concern. If you go to Switzerland, it's expensive. But
with chocolate.
I'm talking about when we actually have...
Yeah, but like, why? Like,
because it's not here. That's why.
Work-life balance, too. Where are the European countries?
Yeah.
What do they speak in Switzerland?
French and German, I believe. English.
We're not have to learn German.
We can speak English.
We'll watch The Office.
Yeah.
I would say America, southern state, like I've been saying on the previous episodes.
Well, don't say it again today, because I will throw something at you.
Well, you know what I've been wanting to do? Have you seen this, like, on TikTok or Instagram where people are doing, like, parties where the PowerPoint presentation party, and then everyone does a PowerPoint, like you guys all pick a topic.
Never seen
and
that.
And each
once.
Person does a PowerPoint. It's
I've
cool.
I've seen like people have PowerPoints for their parents, like white people. Just
I've seen that.
Like,
yeah.
This is why
I like
I'm gay.
That idea.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Oh.
Oh.
I like the PowerPoint thing though.
The one I saw was a girl telling her parents that she's a stripper.
Oh, I've seen that one
PowerPoint
too.
PowerPoint
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Imagine doing that in a Punjabi household.
Oh my God, it would never work.
You would get chappa thrown at you, the TV would get chappa thrown at it.
You gotta make sure there's no guns in the house. The knives are locked away.
Yeah.
Is there actually, like, I've never heard
And just for safety's sake, you do it on April Fool's Day.
That's good too.
Right, so you have...
make sure they're in a good mood first.
Yeah.
Guys, we should do a PowerPoint presentation party.
Okay,
but then what are the PowerPoints so much fun. About? Like, you pick random topics?
So you pick... Like, everyone does the same type of topic, right? So, like, one example someone did was... Like, each person did a presentation on their job to help their friends understand, like, what they actually do for work.
What is this, an icebreaker party? What like, are we, like...
That's we fun. Got to elementary school for a reason to not do these presentations.
Dude, I make
PowerPoints. Fun.
I make PowerPoints at least one PowerPoint per week.
Yeah, that's don't just, you like it? I love PowerPoint.
That's just boring as hell when you're doing it every single week.
I never do PowerPoints.
I think you're
doing it wrong.
I haven't done a PowerPoint since high school.
Yeah, I haven't done one in a while.
If you do it properly, okay, but, it's a lot of fun.
What about this is a party? What is? What makes
you
this
can
a
have snacks while we're doing it.
That just sounds like a corporate like icebreaker thing.
Are you gonna have a PowerPoint thing. About the snacks?
Yeah. Nutrition labels.
We'll do a PowerPoint when we do a gender reveal for our kid.
But this is one slide.
We're not doing a gender reveal.
No, we'll explain how like the biology behind
chromosomes.
Yeah.
Do that to my mom.
And like how like the
oh yeah
egg was fertilized and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll do like a whole like health class course.
And like any helpful tips or fun facts?
Sure, we'll fill those in too.
Helpful tips.
How do you get this, gender? What do you do?
Listen to the previous episode. Yeah, but no, I don't want to do a PowerPoint party.
That's so boring.
I'm actually more of a Google Slides guy, not gonna lie. Not much of a PowerPoint
It's basically
guy.
The same thing.
There's something there. But we should. But what would we realistically do it on?
Yeah, what would the topic
we could
be?
All mutually pick a topic.
Like Let's how, pick one how right crazy now. Mom is.
What are you going to present about that?
Yeah.
What information
everyone does their crazy story that they've experienced from her.
Oh, like your wildest moment.
How do we deal with this?
See, I like that. That's very productive.
You know what I realized?
What?
When we started this podcast, stories were very, very heavily focused on your mom.
Yeah.
Right? And then we moved away from stories by your mom.
Yeah.
And now we've been coming back to stories of your mom.
Yeah.
And you know what I realized happened?
What?
Was when she stopped recording, the stories about your mom stopped. Now that she's been back for a couple episodes, the stories are back. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Episodes, guys.
And both episodes,
back for two episodes
have
for them.
Focused on mommy trauma. Not focused, have featured mommy trauma.
Yeah, you gotta deal with your
shit.
Because
she does some crazy shit, so it's
you
like.
You gotta deal
just...
with your shit, man.
Oh, I'm not saying don't talk about it. I'm just pointing out the correlation here.
Hmm.
But you need something that you can have internet research on and you know, a little bit of experience, a little bit of internet research. You know, maybe like your favorite passion, your favorite pastime.
That's freaking weird.
Why would we want to know that about you?
Where we should travel? That's a good idea.
Oh, I'll do a presentation for you of like why we should go to Vegas and then why we should go to Hawaii and then we can pick.
I could get behind that.
There you go.
Because we're deciding, so for my 30th birthday, like, we were thinking Vegas, but then I was thinking, like, if it's not that much more money to go to Hawaii, why not do Hawaii?
Yeah.
So I said I'm going to run the numbers and
crunch the numbers.
Give you both options,
Does
right?
Does Hawaii still have their volcano that's going to, like, kill the world?
No.
No? Okay, that's going on.
That's in, I think, Montana or Wyoming.
Oh.
Or somewhere in that area.
Okay.
Yellowstone, wherever Yellowstone is.
Okay.
Is it mentioned on a TV show or no?
Huh?
Does Yellowstone mention the?
No. That's different Yellowstone.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes. Run those numbers, and we'll touch base next week.
I think you need an Excel sheet, not a slides.
You can link
an
Excel
sheet.
She'll
use an Excel sheet.
Yeah.
And then transfer those findings to a Microsoft PowerPoint.
Then you might as well just do a Power BI dashboard.
No, you can do it in Excel. You don't need a Power BI.
These terms are too complicated.
I don't even know what she said. But you said BI?
Power BI.
What the hell is Power BI?
Oh,
it's
my God. Just stop.
All the businesses.
Man, I am like...
You're like a dinosaur.
Like I drive a truck, man.
Dinosaur.
He knows Excel. That's all he knows.
Excel, Word, Outlook.
Excel.
Calculator.
PowerPoint.
There's another one. It's kind of like... Like Word, but there's something else.
Notepad.
It's like Word, but it's you make
Publisher?
Publisher, Microsoft Publisher.
Oh, I use Publisher. apparently there's a thing now, I think it's been in use for a while, but you can trigger an Excel to send out an email. Like, say if you have a shared worksheet and you made a change, it'll trigger something in Outlook to send out an email. Have you used that before?
No, never.
I have a call next week to figure out how to use that. Right now,
yeah.
Talking about PowerPoint.
This is too much corporation.
Yeah.
Too much corporation. Why don't we just wrap it up
then? Yeah. Okay. Any other loose strings or ties? Anything you want needs to be tied up?
Man, I got a story, bro.
Go on with your story.
I got two teachers.
Okay.
Very different on the political spectrum.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a math teacher with blue hair.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
That's different.
Blue hair is like a metaphor for the...
No, she actually has. She dyed her hair blue.
Okay.
It's been blue. Math teacher with blue hair. Okay. That's a funny joke. I was going to make it out. And I got a law teacher who's sort of like a anti-vaxxer, conspiracist, all that kind of shit. So it's weird to go from one class where you have a teacher with blue hair, you know, her hair matches the bristles on my broom, to going to a class where a teacher's like, yeah, these guys are, they're trying to frame us as terrorists. We're not really terrorists. We're the ones who are sort of like fighting for our freedom here. And like, yeah. You know, screw Israel. I'm not anti-Semitic. Screw Israel. We're supporting us. Like, okay, you have your point of view.
Yeah.
Right? You're teaching us law, man. Teach us without bias. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now everybody in the class is like, yeah, screw these. Screw the Canadian government. Which I agree with. But like, you're here to learn law, man. Come on. Be unbiased.
Yeah. But then, okay, so is your blue-haired math teacher, like...
A lesbian?
That's not what I'm saying.
No, she has kids and a husband. No.
But, like, what's her vibe? Like, is she, like...
Huh?
Conservative?
What is she like?
She has blue hair. She's...
But, like, give us more than that. Like,
probably liberal.
Probably very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
She said we had, like, a math problem or something. And it was, like, what's the probability for, like, having four sons out of, like... six children or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, guys.
We're not assuming gender in this,
right? Yeah. She spent like a minute, 2 minutes just saying like, hey guys, over here we're just saying this is a boy and girl. You know, there's a lot of political statements out there for this part. I don't want to feel anybody offended.
Yeah,
we're just having two genders for this.
I see.
It was weird to go from one class where we're talking about that. Yeah, and then next class.
Very different personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your point?
My point is, do you think schools, okay, so you know how we have Catholic schools, we have Khalsa school, and then we have the regular school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think there should be?
We have Punjabi school too.
That's Khalsa school. Go on.
So do you think we should have different schools based on different, like political stances? So like in the hood, you have all like the right-wing teachers. In the rich neighborhood, you have all like the left-wing teachers. And like divide the teachers up by that.
No, because... technically speaking, like, your political beliefs and even your personality shouldn't be impacting what you're teaching.
That's the problem.
What you're teaching,
though,
is supposed to be unbiased. So
that's the issue.
Mm.
You have these political agendas and like woke ideologies making their way into the schools.
Yeah.
But then, okay, then vet your teachers better in the hiring process. Have more like compliance and like check-ins to make. Keep your teachers in check. Like, they shouldn't be.
Listen.
Yeah.
This law teacher, she was normal last year. Last year, she wasn't all crazy in this shit. This year, I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, so someone should be checking in and seeing, oh, like, this person's, like, a little bit off their handles, like, bringing him
Okay, but what are you going to do if a teacher is trying to be unbiased?
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll give an example. I can't remember where this is from. Somewhere in the States, I think, at a college. And I heard this on the Joe Rogan podcast. An organic chemistry professor was fired because I think students weren't passing the class.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he even, I think, tried making the exams easier, and it wasn't working.
Okay.
So instead of having the kids work harder, I think they fired the guy.
Okay, no, I don't agree with that's the wrong approach.
So what are you going to... So if the institution is like that, mm-hmm. how are you going to vet the teachers?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's more so the institution and the policies they have in place, and the administrators are enforcing those policies, like maybe they need to be changed. Like they're not going about it the right way.
But I think it's like a trickle-down effect. The people above them...
Yeah, yeah.
...are the ones calling the shots and setting up these policies.
I get what you're saying, and
ideologies.
So I think, because you have wokeism, then you have counter-wokeism. I think you got to find the middle ground.
No, wokeism is stupid.
No, but you can't just be like off the rails, like fucking crazy. Like
the term wokeism just comes with a certain stigma now. Yeah. That you're kind of like way off on your own. Not you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're offended by everything.
Yeah.
Right? That kind of stuff.
You have that kind of wokeism, and on the other end of the spectrum, you have just people just fucking just spewing like fucking crazy shit, like frogs, water makes frogs gay.
That's you.
Yeah, that's literally you. You're describing yourself.
Like, on one end, you have like LGBTQ people, some of them, and on the other end, you have Alex Jones. Like, that's the political spectrum.
Okay, well, then in those two, you gotta find a balance in the middle somewhere. Yeah. Okay? Not LGBTQ. The people who are. I think the LGBTQ community by themselves are they're fine.
Yeah.
It's just the people getting offended on their behalf.
Yeah.
Right? Those people and then Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Right? You're okay, you got to be in the middle somewhere.
I think if you're, okay, if you're teaching civics class, don't use right wing, left wing. Use Alex Jones and offended people.
These two don't know who Alex Jones is.
You guys never know him.
He's a guy who says anything and everything.
Yeah.
And then he was banned from Twitter.
Oh, okay.
He denied the Sandy Hook. I'm very confident these two don't know what Sandy Hook is.
I don't know.
Sandy Hook was a school shooting incident back in, I think, 2011.
Okay.
And I think this guy, he denied it, right?
Denied that it happened?
I think something like that.
Okay.
And then he offended the parents of the children who were killed in that shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he had to pay huge sums.
Yeah, it was sold for something crazy.
Yeah. Maybe $45 million, I think.
Yeah, something wild.
All right, on that depressing note, I think we should wrap it up.
Say bye, kids.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye. Bye.